everyone. Welcome to Steadfast Care Planning, where we plan for care to live well. I'm your guide, Kelly Augsperger. With me today are Doug Rao with Attune Home Safety Plan and Danielle Rowe with AeroLift. Doug, Danielle, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Today, we're going to be talking about home modifications for older adults. Doug, Danielle, can we jump right in?
Absolutely. Yes.
Let's do it. So it's no surprise that most older adults want to age in place at home, but the reality is that many homes are not safe or ideal to safely age. And so making home modifications are a must to improve independence and safety. So Doug and Danielle, what are some important things people should consider when looking at home modifications?
I think you already kind of hit on it, Kelly. It's about safety. It's always going to be about safety first. And what that looks like for each person might be a little bit different. And that's why it's good to maybe reach out to others who have some experience in this side of things.
Okay. Safety number one. What about you, Doug?
I think that home modifications are a great insurance plan to reduce risk of falls and injury. One fall can change it all. And not waiting is critical to taking those steps to create a safer home environment.
So really proactively making these home modifications, yes, right? Before the need arises, because let's say you fall down, you break a hip, you're very limited on mobility or whatever the case may be, right? Whatever happens to you where you need those home modifications, you're going to be scrambling at that point. So if we can proactively think ahead to the future of, okay, I do want to age in place. I do want to stay at home. What are some things that would make my home more safe to stay?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And so what are some types of home modifications that are available?
With the Attune Home Safety Plan, we start at the entrance of the home, starting with address numbers on your home all the way through each area of your home. Entrance, bathroom's the biggest risk for falls because there's slip, wet surfaces. Mm-hmm. You look at the kitchen for activities of daily living and preparing meals. Stairs, which is where Danielle can complement and improvements, and looking at each aspect of the home and then providing recommendations for those modifications.
So really every aspect of the home, I didn't even think of numbers on a home. So what, making those numbers bigger, Doug? Is that what you're referring to?
Visible from the street. So if you call EMS, they're able to find your home and not have a delay in treatment. That's the first step, you know, as far as your line of defense and creating a safer home environment. And the Attune Home Safety Plan offers over 200 products. One of the products is home numbers that are illuminated or just home numbers that are visible from the street.
Got it. Interesting. Yeah. Something so small, but that can make a really big difference. And something that I didn't even consider. Oh yeah, the numbers on the house. That would be important for not just your family to see, but for EMS. Yeah, absolutely. So Doug, you briefly spoke about Danielle and how she can help with the stairs. Danielle, how does your company help with making home modifications to stairs? What does that look like?
Absolutely. So, you know, we think about stairs. If you have a home that's two-story, if you have a home that has a basement and you have a laundry room down in the basement, all of those things could create a problem for you when you're thinking about staying in your home. So what we like to look at is, you know, see how we can make those stairs work for you. Can we install a stair lift into the home? If that's not possible, there are other options as well, such as elevators, vertical platform lifts, if you are in a wheelchair or something like that, and you need to even just get into the front entrance of your home, that might be something that helps you stay at home, not have to leave, and still be safe when you're getting in and out.
So two of the things that you just listed there, so the vertical platform lift, mm-hmm, and then the stair lift. So I've had a couple family members that have had each of those. Ah. And when I was growing up, my grandpa lived with us for several years, and he was mostly wheelchair bound. He had an amputation at his knee, and he lived in our basement. And so, but he couldn't access the stairs. So we had to put in, you know, a stairway lift for him. And I remember as a kid loving it because I used to ride on it too. But, you know, so it was kind of like a joyride for me, but it was perfect for grandpa because it allowed him to be able to come up to the main living area and access his bedroom downstairs. And then another family member had the vertical lift. They couldn't get from the garage into, they had a ranch, but they couldn't get from the garage up 2-3 steps into their main living area. So both really applicable, you know, things that can actually be utilized when making those home modifications.
Yes. I think that sometimes people don't even know they exist. They may think, oh, that's only something for a commercial building, but we can put a lot of these things into residential homes. Mm-hmm. And again, it helps you stay at home. And that's our goal. That's what we're here to do.
Doug and Danielle, so what are the steps that are needed to actually make these home modifications? If someone thinks, you know what, I do want to age in place, I want to stay at home, but I probably need to make some changes, what needs to happen?
With the general home safety assessment, the Attune Home Safety Plan, we have over 80 questions that walks you through the home, attuneessay.com. And with completion of that questionnaire, it generates a report that identifies specifically what your needs are in your home. It can be overwhelming trying to decipher a home assessment and saying, oh yes, I can't get into my front door because I need a handrail, but making sure you get an ADA compliant handrail that's quality and installed properly is critical to reducing the risk of falls. That's just one example of assessing your home and then providing modifications, even with the stairs. If our clients identify a need for going up and down stairs, it'll take you to AeroLift and their site. It'll generate in the report and provide contact information to have resolution to that issue in your home.
Got it. Okay. So you do these in-person assessments, you create this really detailed report, and then you offer recommendations based on that assessment. Okay. Yes, this client needs, you know, some assistance with stairs. Here's a potential solution for you. Or if you need some grab bars, you know, here are some grab bars that we could use, right? So you're able to offer not just, so not just, okay, this is what needs done, but here are specific people or solutions for that situation.
Correct. And our clients will conduct the assessment themselves or with the help of family members or maybe a home care or home health company.
Okay.
A lot of home care and home health companies utilize a home safety assessment in their onboarding process for their clients. But the gap is, okay, I've got all this information. I got all these problems. Now what do I do? Do I start researching on the internet? So the Attune Home Safety Plan is that link between identifying issues and resolution to the issues.
Got it. Okay. That's fantastic. So you're really giving clients an action plan of here's what we found. Now this is what we can do. How long does that home modification process typically take? So when you, okay, here's your report. And it probably depends on the depth of what needs done, right? Like
as far as the assessment?
Yeah. Like after the assessment's completed and here's your list. Okay. Now we need to get these home modifications completed. It probably varies based on, well, if I need some grab bars, that's minor, right? Versus, oh, I need an elevator. That's going to take a bit longer, right?
Yes. Correct. Yes. Yeah. With the scope of, you know, the product, the scope of your needs, obviously, like you said, depends on, you know, what all needs to be ordered and then scheduling installations. A lot of the products on the Attune Home Safety Plan can be done by a child or the client that's utilizing the assessment and safety plan.
Okay.
From there, we have a CAP certified age in place handy woman who helps with modifications in Franklin, Delaware and Licking counties and can do help the unboxing installation of those products.
Okay, fantastic. What about for you, Danielle? So if someone needs, you know, some modifications to the stairs in whatever form that might be, what kind of a timeline is that to have these things installed?
So if we're looking at a, you know, straight stair lift, usually within a couple of weeks, you know, sometimes even the same week, if it's something that we have in stock. If you have a little bit more, maybe complicated stairs with some curves, that can take maybe 6 to 8 weeks. And I know you mentioned, Kelly, about the elevator. Yes, elevators can take anywhere from 6 to 9 months. So, you know, you have a kind of a big gap, I guess, in that timeline, depending on what you need. But like Doug mentioned earlier, that's why it's so important to plan ahead. If you're thinking, you know, boy, I would really like to have an elevator, you know, I think that would be the best bet for me. Start planning now. Don't wait. You know, reach out, find out if it's possible and look at the different options for yourself so that you know what's going on and that you're not waiting until it's too late and then you need something quickly. You know, I had a couple that they did wait, unfortunately for them. And so we couldn't even put in a curve lift for them. We ended up having to do 2 straight lifts and she has to transfer in the middle and it's not ideal, but it was able to get her upstairs to her bedroom, even though it's not maybe the best outcome that we would have liked to have seen, but they did. They waited too long. And so sometimes that happens and then we have to kind of, you know, jerry rig something to make it work.
Got it. So yeah, ideally we are proactively planning this and doing this in advance. So yeah, you're not scrambling and coming up with a less than stellar solution of what you maybe really wanted to begin with. So what do you guys think are the biggest mistakes people make when doing home modifications? I mean, probably waiting, right? That's probably number one. Waiting till too late. What else?
So many clients call and say, hey, I need grab bars tomorrow. My mom's being discharged from the rehabilitation center and she's coming home with me and she can't get out of the shower. You know, crisis management, if everything's aligned right, possibly I could get those installed tomorrow. But, you know, we don't want to take those risks.
I think the other thing too is maybe not doing their homework, meaning, you know, what are the options that are available to you? There are so many things. Doug's product is amazing because it's going to help you find out what those things are. And then you can choose what works for you and what doesn't. Just taking the time, I think, to find out what the options are, again, hopefully ahead of time,
right,
so that, you know, you have a plan in place when that time comes.
Got it. Great advice. The Steadfast Care Planning Podcast is sponsored by the Certification for Long-Term Care, CLTC, an in-depth training program that gives financial advisors the education and tools they need to discuss extended care planning with their clients. Look for the CLTC designation when choosing an advisor. If you're looking to become a CLTC, enroll in their masterclass and enter Kelly in the coupon code field for $200 off. What do you think are the most important home modifications that need to be done?
I think that's home specific. You know, if I mean, in, as far as what you want to do in your home and how you want to maintain independence as long as possible. Obviously, if you have stairs and you can't go up the stairs, you're going to need a chairlift. If you're using a shower and you, you know, have a pre-existing condition like Parkinson's, you want to have some interventions and modifications in place to help reduce that risk of slipping when you transition in and out of the shower.
I think one of the easiest things for people to do, and maybe the most common, at least from what I've seen, is grab bars. You know, grab bars can make all the difference, you know, from getting, if it's one step into your home from the garage, you know, whether it's a shower safety issue, those are such a simple place to start. And, you know, they look really nice now. I mean, Doug probably can tell us all about that, but they don't have to look, you know, institutional. They can look very attractive and go with your home. And then they're there for when you need them. I was in a hotel recently that had grab bars in the shower. And I was like, I feel really comfortable using these.
Yeah. Okay? They're not specific.
Listen, I'm in my mid-40s, okay? I felt more, you know, more safe that I wasn't going to slip in the shower. So, you know, it's not something that you have to wait on to install those. Do it now. And I think you might find that you feel a little bit more comfortable doing certain things.
Yeah. You know what? So my husband actually bought a couple of grab bars for us.
I love it.
They're not yet installed. And he came home with them and I'm like, why do we have these? And he's like, well, you know, you never can be too safe. And I was like, All right. And so, you know, I can be on board with that. I'm all about safety, you know, minimizing risk, especially being in insurance. But so anyway, like you don't have to be 75, 85 years old in order to have some of these, you know, home modifications in order to make your home more safe, not just for you, but even your whole family. And that really brings us to preventing falls. So even simple things like grab bars, that can help prevent falls, you know, or something in the shower to be able to assist in not falling. Do you guys have any other recommendations on home modifications to help prevent falls or even things that people just shouldn't do in their homes to prevent falls or should do?
Non-slip surfaces in the shower. We have four products that you can apply to the floor of your shower to help reduce the risk of falls. And having shower chairs and the grab bars are obviously ways to reduce that risk and minimize injury.
Something that I hear way too often in my line of work is that people are crawling up the stairs or they are going up the stairs backwards or going down the stairs backwards. You know, that just increases fall risk. And that is something that when we sit down and have a conversation, I'm going to, you know, help you understand, you know, what those fall risks are and how we can mitigate those with whatever product it is that fits for you. So those are the things I hear a lot. So if you're doing that, if that's one of those things that you're starting to notice that you can't quite get up those stairs, then reach out to us and we can see how we can help.
Right. Or you have a family member, because I have a sneaking suspicion that people listening, they might have a family member who they've seen do that. And so it's like, oh, how do we best help them and support them so that they are as safe as possible at home?
Absolutely. We want to prevent the fall if we can.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. The Steadfast Care Planning Podcast is sponsored by Amada Senior Care. Amada provides complimentary consultation with a senior care advisor to find the right care from in-home caregiving to community care, as well as long-term care insurance claim advocacy and unique support partnerships for financial advisors to address family transitions and generational retention. To learn more, visit www.steadfastwithamana.com. How do you see that people are paying for these home modifications? What is typical? And then even maybe there's some things that aren't typical, but how are people are actually paying for these home modifications?
Private pay is a majority of the resources for these home modifications. You can qualify for some Medicaid waiver programs in the state of Ohio for some ramps, grab bars, kitchen modifications, but you have to qualify financially.
Okay.
If you don't qualify financially and you have to pay privately, you look at the price of a modification anywhere from, you know, $15 tape to keep your carpet on the floor so you don't trip on your carpet, all the way up to a stair lift or elevator. Well, I'm not going to state prices. I'll let Danielle elaborate on that. But what you have to look at is the whole picture. Taking this private pay money and investing in your safety keeps you in your home longer, reduce the risk of falls. And if you compare that to the price of an assisted living, which is around $50,000 to $60,000 a year, roughly, and if you break a hip and your rehab potential is minimized and you can't go home and you have to stay at that level of care, then you're looking at $100,000 a year till you spend down your assets, depending on if you have a spouse or not. And this is really an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure scenario.
Oh, totally agree. Yeah, you are putting money up front and investing in your house, in your home, but also your safety. In your future. And so it can really pay off quality of life, but it can really pay off to protect that quality of life and to protect your future income and your future assets and safety.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And there are some insurance plans out there, long-term care insurance plans that are starting to, and Kelly, you can elaborate more on this as far as coverage for home modifications. It makes financial sense for these insurance companies to get on board with creating a safe environment for their clients, as it reduces their expenses down the road if they reduce risk of injury.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So there are many policies that do have a provision for home modifications in the policies. And so it will say, you know, we'll pay X amount of dollars towards home modifications in order to stay home. Because they know that, you know, many people want to stay at home and receive care at home. So how do we best support that policyholder? Well, if they want to stay at home, but home needs to be more safe, we need to have a provision in there to be able to help pay for some of these home modifications. So yeah, if you have a long-term care insurance policy, check the policy language to see, do you have coverage for this? And if you do, get your benefits, you know, call the insurance company, contact your agent. And if you, you know, haven't already done that, see if you can get that taken care of and get some coverage there.
One thing that we have seen is that, you know, if you're a veteran, you might be able to get some coverage through the VA. My father in particular has gotten a lot of home modifications done, some grab bars, some of those kinds of things for no cost through the VA. So if you are a veteran, you might be able to qualify for some of those things. Even stair lifts, we actually put in stair lifts for the VA as well. And, you know, it may actually surprise you at where like stair lifts, you know, start as far as cost goes. They are not terribly expensive. They are usually less than a month in a nursing home or an assisted living. Okay. So you're looking at something that, you know, you pay a little bit up front and then you're saving $60,000, you know, that year because you're not having to move out of your home. So it may surprise you at how affordable they really are. And there can be financing options and various other things as well to help you kind of along this journey.
Oh, good details there, Danielle. So as far as the VA coverage goes for home modifications, is that going to be based on service and based on finances?
Kind of depends on your level.
Okay.
Like my dad qualifies for things like grab bars and things like that. He is a little bit wealthier maybe than some of the other veterans that are out there. So they'll give him certain help, but then they would cut him off because of his financial, because he doesn't need as much as maybe some other veterans might.
Sure. So the more financially in need that you are, maybe the more modifications that you would be able to receive, but definitely contact the VA to see
if
you are a veteran. Yeah. Yes. What about a veteran spouse too? Would they possibly be able to get some of these home modifications?
I have not seen that come through the VA, so I don't know for sure, but you know, we're just talking about stair lifts. It does usually need to be the veteran for that. So I don't know on that one, Kelly.
Okay. That's all right. Well, Danielle and Doug, how can you and your teams help with this process? And how much do you charge if there's just a fee for your service or, you know, in addition to the, we know products are going to cost, that's going to vary depending on what the product is, but talk to us about that.
Well, AeroLift You know, I'm happy to come out or my colleague as well here in the area. We are happy to come out and do a free consultation. You know, we're going to sit down. We're going to look over your home. We're going to figure out what's going on with you. And then we can talk about the best fits for you. You know, then we can start discussing options and they can start at, oh boy, about $3,700 and, you know, kind of go up from there. For a stair lift, if you're looking at something more like a vertical platform lift or, you know, an elevator, of course, those cost a little bit more, but in the long run, again, they're going to serve you well.
Great. And what about you, Doug?
With the Attune Home Safety Plan at attunesa.com, you have access to the 80 plus questions, depending on how you answer the questions. You complete that questionnaire. If you feel that there's quite a few areas of concern in your home, you can purchase the Attune Home Safety report, and that'll give you the list of products on how you answered the questionnaire, and that's $99.
Okay, great. Well, Danielle and Doug, any final advice on how people can plan for care to live well?
Preparation.
Don't wait. Same thing, right?
That's the biggest thing, you know.
Yeah.
I worked in healthcare for 20 years and at rehab facilities. And as you age, your rehab potential is minimized. And if you have pre-existing conditions, take those into consideration. You know, as far as maintaining safety, your dignity and independence on daily living.
Yeah, absolutely. Be proactive. You know, take charge. You know, it's a way to keep living the life that you want to live, you know, by doing these little things to your home. So don't wait. Don't wait until something happens. You know, do it, you know, before you think you even need it.
Right. Take action. Be proactive. That's great. Well, where can people find out more information about your companies and how you help people?
Absolutely. So you can go to aerolift.com to learn about our stair lifts and our elevators. And that is aero, like the weapon, AROWLIFT.com. I say that because a lot of people think it's the other one. So think about the bow and arrow when you're thinking about arrow lift.
Great. Thanks, Danielle. What about you, Doug?
Go to attunesa.com, attunesa.com, and that'll give you access to the questionnaire. And you can take the questionnaire for free. There's no charge for that. Kind of get oriented to where you think you might have some needs in the home. And if you want to make those solutions easier and accessible, then you can buy the plan and get those implemented.
Fantastic. Well, Danielle, Doug, thanks so much for your time today. Thanks for joining me and really providing some great detail on home modifications, the importance of them, and what people can actually do, what action they can take in order to, you know, make their homes more safe and to age safely. So thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Steadfast Care Planning with Kelly Augsburger. For more information about today's guest, check out our show notes. For additional information about Kelly, look her up on LinkedIn, or you can find us online at www.steadfastagents.com. This show was made possible by Certification for Long-Term Care, Amada Senior Care, and Steadfast Insurance. Come back next time for more helpful guidance, and thanks for listening.